Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Getting immediate help is critical if you're having a heart attack, which I was.
Mary Goldenberger of McKinleyville had angioplasty at the Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital.
St. Joe's is a great place to go for help. The cath lab crew was fantastic. Everybody seemed to know exactly what their job was. For all the people at St. Joe's that every day are taking care of the needs of this community, I say thank you and God bless you.
The Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital. For more information, log on to stjosepheureka.org.
You most likely have heard about the funding cuts our state is making to education. Among other things, school bus routes have been targeted for severe cutbacks. According to a February 9th North Coast Journal article by Sean Kearns, about 4,600 students in Humboldt start their day with a bus ride. I quote, "From Shelter Cove to Pequon, along the seams of river valleys and coastal plains, drivers of the roughly 100 buses in the county's 29 school districts retrace routes a few hundred times a year. Collectively covering more than a million miles annually on county roads and highways, the bus routes run like threads through the swaths of stretched out geography," end quote. Apparently, in mid-December, a nearly $250 million mid-year reduction in state school transportation funds suddenly took half of what districts in California were planning to spend on busing. That cost Humboldt about $2 million. Rural communities are especially hurting from this cutback. No surprise, because it costs a lot more to transport a kid from Shelter Cove to South Fork or Pequon to Hoopa than in, say, 2 or 3 miles of a big city. In mid-January, a delegation from Southern Humboldt made national news by traveling to Sacramento to protest the loss of school bus services from remote areas, namely ours. Like a good politician, Wes Chesbrough expressed sympathy, and even Governor Jerry Brown seems to have backed down for now. But next year's budget is likely to restore the cuts. I think it's a serious problem if kids can't get to school. I also think our priorities are pretty foolish if we pay for prisons and pensions, but not schools. Nevertheless, the bigger problem is one that is taking place around the globe, from Europe to Washington, from Sacramento to Humboldt. We're seeing the financial collapse of governments because the number of people taking out of the government till are greater than those putting in. Something has to give, because governments sooner or later have to balance their budgets, even if they often have large lines of credit. People like Warren Buffett are screaming that the upper 1% should pay more taxes. I agree, and that spawns an idea. Since the state government is broke and many of the people in Southern Humboldt pay no taxes on their primary cash crop, why don't they pass the hat and help pay for reliable transportation to get their kids to school? After all, from what I hear about their income, the growers are most likely in the upper 1%, and most of them pay even lower taxes than Mitt Romney. So how about it? A gesture of public-mindedness would serve the community and help the kids from remote areas get to school. Barring the benevolence of local growers, it will be increasingly up to parents to see their kids get educated. Governments are broke and gasoline is skyrocketing towards $5 a gallon. So some parents who live in remote areas may want to homeschool. Others may have to buy Junior a motor scooter. Others will perhaps pay a portion of the $1,400 to $1,500 per year it costs taxpayers to bus their kids to and from school. In spite of all the complaints about the cost of education, the middle class has been remarkably resourceful at finding a way to educate their kids and get them on their way to fulfilling the American dream. As for the poor kids, I have no idea what will happen to them, but I fear for them and their future. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.